Right now on VFN TV, we're going to hear from retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, a member of the Special Forces, the Delta Force in the military, how he's talking about God is bringing a Delta Force up in the kingdom, in the church. Also, we're going to hear firsthand about what Ken Summerall, Apostle of the Lord, is with the Lord. Now, what he said specifically about special forces in the church. If you're one of those people who are trying to make sense of what's going on, maybe you're a member of God's special forces. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
A retired Lieutenant Jerry Boykin, he's a member of the Special Forces, Delta Forces in the U.S. military, and he's speaking specifically that God is raising up a Special Force, a Delta Force, in his church, in the kingdom. Think about it. Maybe you're one of those members of God's special forces. Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, this is John Ramos.
Hello.
Joining me, Lieutenant Jerry Boykin, retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, is being interviewed on Main Street at Morningstar Ministries. If you hadn't gone by there, you got to go by Morningstar Ministries. It's just an amazing place. But he's being interviewed by Jim Baker and his wife, and he's talking about how God is raising up special forces, a Delta Force that's coming that does very specific things. We have so much to talk to you about that. But first, let's go join right now retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin being interviewed by Jim Baker.
Some of the things that you shared with us in the roundtable was army talk,
well,
you might say.
You talked about the spiritual Delta Force,
yes,
which was so powerful.
Yeah. Can you explain that a minute? What we came to a conclusion?
I can. I reflected back on 1978 as a young captain when we created the Delta Force, and the old colonel that was the founder of the Delta Force was a guy named Charlie Beckwith, and he was legendary, but he... After we all got through the upfront assessment and selection, which started with 118 people and finished with 19, we were very proud of ourselves, and we were excited. We were looking forward to the future, and then he came in and addressed us all, and he said, "Men, I want to promise you two things, a medal, which we were all enthused about, and a body bag."
Wow.
And, of course, our first thought was, is this guy for real? Is he serious? Well, the fact was, he was serious. Mm-hmm. It was a message of commitment. Mm-hmm. You've got to be totally committed. You've got to know what your transcendent cause is, and you got to be willing to pay the ultimate price. We don't want you to do that. We don't want that to happen, but you got to be prepared if you're going to be part of this unit. We've got to find those Delta Force warriors in the church today,
yes,
in the Christian communities. We've got to find those people that in perilous times, as we're living in right now, mm-hmm, are willing to go the distance, and ultimately their medal is heaven. Yeah. They're all going to get it if they've redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, but are they willing to stay in the fight, mm-hmm, knowing that they may get the body back too, which is not just martyrdom, but it can also be ridicule, condemnation, just threats against them and that type of thing, which we all know about, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, I just want to say, I think Laurie stole everybody's heart today.
Oh.
That was the most moving few moments of the whole thing. She talked about her spiritual father coming out of darkness into the light of Christ.
Yes.
I want to talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
The Delta Force. The thing that you described, that they're unusual guys. They're not the normal, just troop.
Right.
And that a lot of times the church wants to kind of get rid of that loud person or that person who has a lot of energy or that misfit. But you're saying God's army has room for them.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not that every misfit in the church is one of these people, but don't overlook the misfits. They may be a little peculiar. They may be a little awkward. They may not live according to what you think their life should look like. But if they're redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ and they have that warrior ethos, that warrior soul, the warrior heart,
mm-hmm,
and you need to be looking at them and trying to find potential in them, because they may be the exact one that will do great things in the kingdom of God because somebody trusted them, somebody put them in a position to make a difference, and then stood back and supported them with intercessory prayer or the resources that they need. Don't overlook the misfit, because the people that we brought into Delta, I would have to say to you, for the generally speaking, were misfits. And one of the things that made them misfits were they were creative. They were very creative people.
Really?
But they were in a military that is very structured. Everything's laid out for you. You know, there's a how-to manual for everything. But they were, for the first time, they were put into a position to have to do problem solvings and figure it out for themselves. And instead of running from it, they thrived on it.
Instead of running from it, they thrived on it. There's so many people that, you need every type of person. But some of the people he's talking about is that that they thrive in problem solving. Just give me a problem, we'll work it out, we'll brainstorm back and forth, and we kind of live in that whole arena.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit's in that arena in regards to, you know, just helping
life.
You move forward and get, have you hear the word of the Lord. And when you think about it, that God's raising up special forces, he said, we're guaranteed two things. One was a medal, and he's jokingly being cynical about that. We were happy about that, not. But also a body bag. And you think about it, that's what we're guaranteed in Christ. Jesus told us, unless we pick up our cross, deny ourselves, and follow him, we can have no part of him. It's guaranteed for every man once to die,
and then the judgment.
So it's inevitable for everyone. The question is, when it does come, did you die for yourself, or did you die for others? Did you die on the name of Jesus Christ? And he was saying, we were willing to die for the cause of the country of America. But the special forces that God's raising up has the same same motto, the same commitment when you think about it. We'll read in a moment, Special Forces Pledge, that there's people out there that are willing to go where no man's gone before, to do what no man has done, to be able to bring what God has yet to do in the earth. But it's going to take special forces that are willing to go places that other people just won't go. They will come. And people benefit off special forces, and it's a good thing. You don't have to be critical of people that won't go. But
this is a forerunner team, isn't it?
Well, you think about a forerunner team, and I think about this too. Maybe, you know, you're one of those people. Maybe we are looking continually at VFN Kingdom Business for those who really say, you know, I want to be part of the special forces. I want to be in there. Maybe, you know, you could be one that wants to get activated and get involved in your mountain, something we can empower you to do. But also, maybe you want to be one that joins in the forces, you know, right here in the glory zone at the Dream Center Studios and all that kind of thing. But also just praying and connecting financially, all of that together launches the special forces. And I remember this, and we're going to go to a break in just a moment. But I remember when a spiritual father to me in the Lord, Ken Summerall, Brother Ken Summerall, he met at had a leadership gathering. We came together, and he prayed about, you know, what how to describe what God was doing with us. And what God showed him was very specifically that it's a special forces. It's special forces. It's not like special people. It's actually people willing to die for the cause, but special forces. And so when he came, he came there and he began to read to us, you know, the special forces creed, but also began to describe that's what we're doing. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, you're going to hear exactly what he said. Join us after the break.
I want to talk to you about our book. My book is out and it's ready for you right now. I Will Fight, 10 strategies to fight for your success. Listen, so many people in the world understand if you're going to be successful, you got to fight for it. And many people who are believers and Christians think that just success falls out of the sky. But God has created the earth to respond to your labor. He's created the universe to respond to you believing in faith what he's going to do. So I share in this book very specifically about biblical fights that have happened, but also got 10 specific strategies to be able to help you. I don't care if you're a CEO. I don't care if you're a congressperson or a senator. I don't care if you're a janitor, a business owner, a teacher, a pastor. If anybody knows needs to know how to fight, pastors need to know how to fight for success and define, you know, what success is. But I talk specifically, and I begin in this book, is about how God spoke to me and why I'm writing the book. God showed me specifically in a dream, a prophetic dream, several dreams, but one was that he has a wealth transfer coming and he wants to deliver wealth to his people, but they don't have the character and the integrity to be able to manage that wealth. He told me that he's been getting a lot of money and wealth to them, but it goes right through their fingers like holes in a bowl. So they have to learn how to be able to develop strategies, biblical strategies, to be able to be positioned. Why? Because a great harvest of souls is coming, and it's going to take many, many dollars to be able to bring in that harvest, and it's going to be God's people who will fund that. And so he's looking for people that are willing to say, I want to be positioned. This is all about being positioned for great wealth. And it's not necessarily great wealth in money. It could be great wealth and influence, whatever God has entrusted you with. So get your, it's a free book. You just cover shipping and handling. We'll send it to you for free. And you can go to vfnkb.com for all the details. You can see it on your screen. But listen, it's here. It's right here for you. Wonderful thing. How many nuggets am I? Maybe 500, 600 yeah. wisdom nuggets in addition to the success strategies. It's yours now, vfnkb.com. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So the special forces, when you think about special forces, Brother Ken Summerall, apostle in the Lord, he's with the Lord now, he talked specifically about when he came to meet some of the leaders that were gathered together, and he just shared what was on his heart. And he said, Lord laid on his heart that, you know, he's raising up special forces and that we were part of that special forces. And if you're with us, I mean, we're all part of the same special forces there. But then he pulled out the special forces creed and he read it. And John, can you read this? You got to see this, because this is Ken Summerall and myself right here, and he's taking his time when we're talking. He's sharing this word of the Lord that's on him, and he's a spiritual father to me in the Lord. Now he's with the Lord, a great, great man. Learned a lot from him, and so he pulls out and he begins this talk. You're talking about us being in special forces, but he said, "I want to read this creed because it lines up with what's over you." Go ahead.
I am an American Special Forces soldier. I will do all that my nation requires of me. I am a volunteer, knowing well the hazards of my profession. I serve with the memory of those who have gone before me. I pledge to uphold the honor and integrity of their legacy in all that I am, in all that I do. I am a warrior. I will teach and fight whenever and wherever my nation requires. I will strive always to excel in every art and artifice of war. I know that I will be called upon to perform tasks in isolation, far from familiar faces and voices. With the help and guidance of my faith, I will conquer my fears and succeed. I will keep my mind and my body clean, alert, and strong. I will maintain my arms and equipment in an immaculate state of befitting a special forces soldier, for this is my debt to those who depend upon me. I will not fail those with whom I serve. I will not bring shame upon myself or special forces. I will never leave a fallen comrade. I will never surrender, though I am the last. If I am taken,
well, I will never surrender, though I am the last. Mm-hmm.
If I am taken, I pray that I have the strength to defy my enemy. I am a member of my nation's chosen soldiery. I serve quietly, not seeking recognition or accolades. My goal is to succeed in my mission and to live to succeed again. De oppressor labor. To liberate the oppressed.
Isn't that awesome?
Amazing. Wow.
And it's like a call. I mean, when we're called by the Lord, every one of us is called out. You know, you're no longer of this world. You're of a different
That's
world.
Right.
You're no longer of this kingdom, but a different kingdom. If Abraham would have looked back, he would have went back. He was pursuing an eternal kingdom. And what, you know, Lieutenant General Jerry Borkin retired, saying that God's calling, and, you know, we're going to find out also what Brother Ken Summerall talked about, because he kind of breaks it down just a little bit. But maybe that's you. Maybe this is ringing true in your spirit. And we want to encourage you, if it is, you know, contact us. Let us know. Because, you know, this special forces, you're willing to, we're going to talk about some things that may describe it a little bit better for you. But, you know, Brother Ken was there with us, and he was talking to us, and he began to talk about, speaking about some things about, you know, others may, but you may not. And
yeah.
He's kind of explaining a few different things right there. But he goes on and says, Brother Ken looked up at special forces, what it mean, and he read this, what was going on. And go ahead.
With the army elite, and he researched about some scenario about the hot weather and the enemies threatening to kill them all. He went on to tell about how difficult it was going to be. To go on in God's special forces, we must realize there's only 9% of the people in the church are sold out to God. So, only 9% of the people in the church are sold out
to
God. So
Brother Cam was talking about there's only 9%. You see, special forces are sold out folks. And that's the difference.
Committed.
When you're sold out.
People that took up the cross.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a difference between committed and sold out. I mean, sold out is this is it.
This is it.
This is it. I'm okay with this being the only it, because this is where I'm sold out to do, which is so cool to work with, you know, people that are committed. In the point of being that sold out, right? I think about Coach McCartney with the Promise Keepers movement. He wrote his book. His book's called Sold Out, because he was sold out willing to do what God had called him to do. It just impacted so many. But he went on to say
that he read the Marine Pledge or the code. One thing is to never negotiate with the enemy. God has apostles all over the country, but administrators oversee the apostles in most churches.
This is important, because apostles and prophets are the foundation, with Jesus Christ being the cornerstone. So God begins to, they're like the entrepreneurs in the spirit, and they're laying out the new territories and things going on around Jesus Christ. And so apostles are very important, but he's saying
there's
right
here. There's a problem here.
Yeah, what is he saying? It's flipped upside down.
But administrators oversee the apostles in most churches.
Right, which means that won't work, because an administrator can only administrate what they see. But an apostle, God's gifted them, or a prophet, also to be able to see beyond what you can't see.
That's right.
And begin to establish that and to do the groundwork. And all of a sudden it begins to come, and administrators come in. They can administrate. That's their gift. They can administrate what they can see.
After, not before.
You know, I remember the beginning of Liberty Bible College and Liberty Church. You know, he said that, you know, it was birthed out of apostolically. But what happened was the administrative gift began to come over the apostle, and eventually it began to snuff out the work. And so he said, I'll just go somewhere else. Y'all got this thing. They're, no, we want you to stay. I want you to stay. But then he stayed, but it still was difficult for them not to try to go over the apostles. So finally he just said, y'all can have it. And that's when he stepped out and began still being the apostle that he's called to be. And it became full circle years later where they said, we're sorry about that. But the thing about it is you want to allow room. So many apostles right now are pastors of churches because people don't recognize the office of apostle.
Yeah.
And so to be able to thrive and survive, and for the church even to recognize them, it's like you're going to have to do this too in addition to being an apostle, which is holding back the growth of the church and what can happen, I believe.
Yeah.
So he's saying it's upside down. It's kind of flipped. Okay.
Absolutely. He began talking about simple obedience, 1 John chapter 2, where Jesus had chosen his disciples and they went on to a wedding where they gave out wine. Mary said, whatever Jesus says, do it. And then Jesus turned the water into wine. That was the first miracle. He encouraged us to meditate through the book of John. And Jesus had a love for people, but he never handed out tracts or marched around abortion clinics. He just listened for the Father to tell him what to do.
So what are you doing? I'm doing what God told me to do. Why don't you do this?
In my Father's business.
He didn't tell me to do that, but he may tell you to do that. But it's so important just to hear and obey. And it can be different for everybody, depending on what you're doing.
He considers us, those in VFN, special forces. He told us how he started a church after he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and he had received a prophecy that he would have the largest church in Pensacola. There was a great revival in 1964 for 3 months. He started a college in 1966. Gideon was called a mighty man of valor even while he was seeking out a living. God began bringing in hippies to his church. He witnessed to one on a bus and led him to the Lord. This opened his mind to opening the doors, allowing them into the church. Whatever God says, just do it.
Just do it.
The greatest move of the Spirit is yet to come. Joel 2 speaks on two great moves and mentions the things yet to come. There's going to be a move with a holy hush, and you are the forerunners of that. Get ready to hear and obey. Jesus obeyed even unto death.
And that's a special forces. That's what God's called us to do. Maybe you're called to be a part of that. But you think about it. Jesus had a special forces. It was the 12 disciples. I mean, they were pulled out of what was to establish what will be. So it's like a transitional point. They were willing to go where no man would go to do what no man was presently doing. Mm. And so you look at that, you know, special forces was those 12 disciples. They're willing to lay down their life, and they did. You know, Jesus and all the special forces laid down their life for what they believed in. Mm-hmm. So it's a cause that you're committed to, not a man cause, a God cause. What God says, you know, even David says, is there not a cause? And he's talking about, you know, what was happening against God's people.
They sacrificed personally what others call the requirement.
Yeah.
They sacrifice personal.
Family, friends, career, great wealth, all those things people say, oh, you got to do this. And what they're really saying is that's what I want. And that's what I'm doing. But sometimes God says, get thee up and go, and I'll show you.
That's right.
And some people go, some people don't go. But they're willing to hide in the
anonymity.
They're not concerned about their name being up in lights or
accolades or
getting
like
credit for it because they believe in what's going on. Listen, we're going to talk more about this. As a matter of fact, specifically, when we get back, we're going to hear some more about how God is raising up a spiritual delta force in the kingdom, in the church, in the body of Christ. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
We are about to see an outpouring of the Holy Spirit like this nation has never seen before.
It is time for the redeemed of the Lord to claim the promises of God in His own name.
Things are changing. Things are changing. You can't stop it. It's changing. God is moving.
God has been moving you from glory to glory, from greater to greater.
Today on Minute with Maxwell, we're going to talk about the word extraordinary. It comes from Sheridan Smith from Tasmania, Australia. I want you to know that extraordinary is just ordinary with the word extra in front of it. In other words, a lot of things are ordinary, but to make them extraordinary, you've got to add to what is already average. In other words, extraordinary starts with average. What's average? I don't know. But whatever average is, that's where you start. And then you put in extra on it to go beyond average. In other words, you take average time that many people spend to be successful, and you put extraordinary time, and that means you spend more time to be successful. It means that you take resources that would be ordinarily help you and be average, and you put extra in it, and you get more resources, and all of a sudden, you're able to add value to yourself and add value to others more. It means that you have an average attitude, an ordinary attitude, and then you smile when you don't want to smile, and you turn the other cheek, and you walk the second mile, and all of a sudden you become extraordinary. By the way, the gap between ordinary and extraordinary can be bridged by one word, and that is effort. People that put in an extra effort become extraordinary.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
God is launching a special Delta Force in the kingdom, and things are about to happen. Some of the things have been prophesied about by Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries, where God took him in a dream and showed him specifically the future history of America. And it was that there's going to be a second American Revolution, not a first one. It's already written in the history books for America. And it's because he said that America never fully rose yet to our full potential, which is every man is created equal. Everybody's equal under God's eyes. That is true equality in every aspect, you know, things that have happened over the years. And if the first revolution would have been successful, American Revolution, then we wouldn't have had that. But it wasn't, because every man wasn't thought of as equal coming out of that. So then there came a great awakening, and then we had the Civil War. And that would have been the end of it, but that didn't come out. After that, it did come out equal in the context of that. We didn't come to where we're supposed to be. But this one's going to bring America to a place, he says. And we'll have more in our program about that. But in that, you think about it, there's going to be some special forces, people that love God and love people that are willing to be faithful to God in difficult times, because there's a great wealth transfer coming. It's very specific, but it's not a great wealth transfer so you can have a big boat. And there's nothing against big boats. But there's a big harvest coming in, a big harvest that takes a lot of finance to be able to reach. 1 billion-plus souls that are prophesied about coming in. Bob Jones prophesied about 1 billion-plus young people coming into the kingdom of God. And to be able to have television, to be able to be there for them when they're born again, to be able to provide for them everything that they need.
Disciple
them, and just do the things that we do. We talk about all the time, Emmaus Road, or the VineFellowshipNetwork.org, and it's happening all around the place. I know Chuck Pierce prophesied about that with outposts going up, you know, and that's what the VFN Dream Center is that we talk about quite often, but there's other ones as well. Chuck Pierce in Zion Ministries in Texas.
Corinth,
Texas, and probably the hub is at IHOP, Kansas City. I'm sure they're a hub, and just different hub states, and we got to go, but I just want to tell you, this is encouraging. Maybe that's you. Remember to pray. Pray for us. Pray for God to launch you out, or maybe somebody that you know, or maybe to partner with, you know, what's happening, because there's exciting days. I mean, we'll look at Lieutenant Jerry Borkin today. Lieutenant General Jerry Borkin retired today. But you understand, he's willing to put in the work to be there. Yeah. I know I got to go. Write to us, comment below. We want to hear your thoughts.
One way is the internship. If you have an opportunity, you can be part of the internship. You can go to VFNKB.com for more information.
True. I want to pray right now. Father God, I just pray a blessing over our audience. Lord, raise up the special forces, Lord, as you're going to do. Father God, we thank you right now. Speak to them, God. And we ask you, dear Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. How easy is it? Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless you.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.